All right, so download here on 720 WGN. We're here with you till 11 o'clock. Got a huge show lined up tonight. So why don't we get it started? Here's Carry Out. Here are today's top stories. Are we at 100 days already? Still a couple more days to go? President Trump spent most of the weekend talking about how the first 100 days marker was irrelevant. I agree, but then maybe don't name your first order of agenda the first 100 days plan. Just a thought. And while President Trump waves off the idea that he hasn't been as productive as promised, he's supposedly readying himself for a flurry of executive orders this week to come in just under the 100 days deadline. So you know that whole, I don't care about the first 100 days talk? Yeah, he's lying. He does care. He wants to be the biggest, bestest president of all time, and you can't do that when you don't have a good first 100 days. So he's got two choices. One, hate on it like it's fake news, or two, hate on it like it's fake news, but then still run around like a college kid who's got a psych paper due and he's fresh out of Adderall. It's one of those two. The president may not care about markers, but he does care about ratings. He bragged in an AP interview this weekend that he gave CBS's Face the Nation the highest rating since the World Trade Center came down. So eloquent. USA. 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 But instead of bragging about ratings, maybe Trump should pay attention to his own party, as the government looks like it could be headed for a shutdown. Congress doesn't have the votes to shove Trump's budget priorities down our throats, so Trump's threatening Democrats, saying if you don't fund the border wall, I'll take away Obamacare. So if our Congress doesn't pay for the border wall, then the American people lose their insurance. Yeah, I'm working the math out right now, how that 2 plus 4, you carry the 1, solve for B. Yep, as expected, we, the people, are not in the equation. Trump did say this weekend that he wants to get the Americans to land on Mars. Yeah, he said it's a priority, but later in his term, maybe even his second term. God, I'd hate to be that astronaut. Guys, where'd everybody go? Here on Mars. Is President Trump still getting that second term? I'll wait for your response. Over. I said over. Beautiful weekend in Chicago, and that means high rates of violence in some part of town. 31 shots, 7 killed. I don't know about you, but I'm getting desensitized to numbers like that. I'm like, 31 and 7? Not bad. Or like, 31 and 7, strong game. These are people. 31 people were shot. And that means 31 ambulances, 31 plus calls for police, 31 hospital beds. It's April, and we're pushing 1,000 shootings in 2017. I'd say this has to stop, but then again, who doesn't say that? The gangbangers aren't signing up for the Tribune or listening to AM radio. It's awful. So awful that the former president's in town to address it. I don't know, maybe the past 8 years you had a bigger platform, but it's just me. Obama talked to young men about violence, and he also spoke about civic engagement today in his first public appearance since leaving the White House. He also didn't wear a tie. So Fred Hoiberg of you, president. He told the kids at UFC that they were the ones that were going to make America great again. Yeah. Yeah, but what was his ratings? Did he do better than 9/11? Or when that guy killed someone on Facebook, did he do better than that? Or the H1N1 scare? Talk to me when you get H1N1 ratings. Senator Elizabeth Warren was in Chicago this weekend to meet with Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He took her to Cafe Sel Marie in Lincoln Square for some granola. Wait a second. Hold up. That was my move. When I was 20 years old, that's the place you took the ladies to look like you had your life together. Hey, I may not have rent money or, you know, these unwrinkled khakis are kind of distracting, but isn't this granola great? Doesn't it make you think that I'm great? Classic move, Rahm. I see you. I know what you're up to. A new study says that Chicago residents are using 42% less plastic bags after the 7-cent tax was imposed. Yep, less bags are being used and more sweaters are being stretched out. Also, I'll bet neck strains and cramps are up too. It's hard to get all those items to your car without a bag. It's like you're using muscles you never used before. All right, I got time for one more item before the sports wrap up. What should it be? Springfield back in session or the smash and grab on Michigan Avenue? But really, I mean, aren't they pretty much the same thing? Let's be honest here. In weather, man, oh man, nice today. Like I said, I took a walk. That's how nice it was. I walked. Who have I become? I don't even know me anymore. In sports, well, the Bulls looked like an 8 seed over the weekend, getting their butt kicked by the number 1 seed Celtics at the United Center. Yes, the Bulls made it close, but anyone watching that game knew from the outset that the Bulls weren't going to win. The Celtics moved the basketball, hit threes. The Bulls, Jimmy Butler drives and hopes to get fouled. That's really the game plan. I found it hilarious that Coach Hoiberg was talking about how Isaiah Thomas gets away with all the carries. Did you see he was complaining about the press conference when his guy, Jimmy Butler, went to the free throw line like 85 times? Sure. Maybe the highlight of the game is when they broadcast show Derrick Rose was at the game. He got an ovation from the crowd. You remember Derrick Rose, the point guard we bounced out of town because we were sick and tired of him being hurt at playoff time? Isaiah Cannon. When I saw Rose on the TV screen, my first reaction was, could I pull off a full sweatsuit out in public? I mean, he knew he was going to the game, right? He knew he was going to have a front row seat and they put the TNT camera on him. But yeah, went with the gray sweatsuit. Strong. Coach Hoiberg's on the hot seat as he had not done a good job since the Rondo injury. Pundits saying he's not making adjustments. He's getting outcoached. A 180 from the first two games. Hoiberg was forced to go with Isaiah Cannon, the four-string point guard. But you know what? We love the four-string point guard in Chicago. John Lucas III, anybody? Nate Robinson? DJ Augustine? I could go on. Aaron Brooks? Man, that's a lot of four-string love. Anyway, Bulls go back to Boston Wednesday night for Game 5 with the series all tied up. You know what's even more depressing than hearing that? The fact that the first round of the NHL playoffs just ended. Yep, the other byproduct of the Hawks' early exit is now we have to sit through 2 months of Chicago-less hockey. Who do I even go for? Go Ottawa? In baseball, we said we'd know where the two teams stood after the weekend, and well, we're not surprised. The Cubs took 2 of 3 on the road from the Reds, while the White Sox lost 2 of 3 from the Indians at the G-spot. So now what? Well, they do it all over again. The Cubs head out to Pittsburgh to finish off the Pirates early in the season. Finish them! Seize them! Finish them! They're already kicking their butt tonight. And the Sox welcome the Royals. Let's start the reek right, shall we? In football, the Bears, well, we're almost on the clock. This Thursday, the Bears will pick the star of the future with the number 3 pick or trade down and try to collect solid playmakers. Right now, the experts say QB or safety or defensive line or cornerback or offensive lineman or wide receiver. Or backup punter or scouting director. I lost lots of ways to go here. Safety hybrid Jabril Peppers tested positive for a diluted sample today. I don't know if you saw this story, which means he drank too much water before his pee test. You can get busted for that too, huh? Well, there you go. Maybe he just likes water. I don't know. Some people say he's going to slide to the second round, which is a question for Bears fans. If he's on the board at the top of the second round, you take him, right? Or does a diluted sample take him out of the running? I mean, I'd take him, and when he's winning Defensive Player of the Year, he can be a spokesperson for Aquafina.
Tastes great, and if you drink a lot, you won't test positive for weed.
Be like, he could have his own brand of water, Peppers. Right. And finally tonight, the city council's thinking about forcing restaurants to make bathrooms available to the public in emergency situations, even if they haven't purchased anything. What? That's anti-capitalism. You can't pee for free. Even France makes you put a euro in the toilet. When asked for comment, Toothless Jack was like, finally, my own room. That was my Toothless Jack. That's the carryout for April 24th, 2017. Hey, in honor of the Earth, we're eliminating plastic straws. So from here on out, you just have to suck your Diet Coke through the top like this. Toothless Jack. Got to get him in.
I like that.
New character. All right, Touche's coming up. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy in studio to debate the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Like I said, I'll throw it out there and I'll go get a sandwich. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.